Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Paula McMillan, CPA, PFS, CFP, CGMA, and a senior financial advisor with Stearns Financial Group in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm delighted to speak with you about retirement planning. This podcast is part of a four-part series, Retirement Planning for CPA Financial Advisors. Today, we'll be surveying the retirement landscape, research before design. Where are we from the national, employer, and personal perspectives? What do we need to know now to be successful in this environment? Be sure to also tune into the other podcasts in the series for fresh perspectives and actionable ideas on how to be successful preparing for and in retirement. The National Evolution Shifting Plates, Making Conversations Count, Integrative Financial Planning, and Lessons from the Ninth Hole, What Current Retirees Have to Say. So let's get started with our discussion of the current retirement landscape. Unfortunately, it does leave a lot to be desired. Most people spend more time on annual vacation planning than financial planning. That's a problem. Did you know about 30% of seniors 55 and older don't have a retirement account or a pension? Even seniors age 55 to 64 with retirement savings only have average savings of $104,000. Seniors age 62 to 69 only have average assets of around $39,000. You know, many can't think about retirement savings when they have significant cash flow issues today. 4 in 10 adults would either borrow, sell something, or not be able to pay if faced with a $400 emergency expense. The average middle class has enough reserves to last about 3 weeks. And, you know, 1 in 5 adults can't cover their current month bills, and 1 in 4 skipped a medical treatment in the past year due to an inability to pay. Excessive spending, poor investing habits, or just unforeseen life circumstances could be a primary contributor to these savings challenges. However, some underlying trends are certainly creating headwinds. The substantial 1-2 punch of increasing longevity and rising health care expenses are catching many by surprise. Due to the health care and medical advances, longevity has increased significantly over recent decades, over 10% since 1960. Males now have a life expectancy of age 76 and females age 81. This makes it a good idea to plan for one member of a couple to live to 100 in a financial plan, particularly because people with higher socioeconomic levels typically live longer than averages. And the longer life expectancy, coupled with the fact that healthcare costs are rising faster than general expenses, makes it important to build more safety margin into the plan. In fact, I inflate healthcare expenses by 6% while inflating other general expenses by 3% when developing financial plans. These are serious challenges to retirement planning on all fronts, national, employer, and personal. Current incentives, programs, and plans are debated with the knowledge that more needs to be done. The government wants to re-engineer social programs and policies for financial sustenance and effectiveness. Companies want to adopt or improve financial wellness programs to increase productivity, lower their turnover, and decrease healthcare costs. Individuals want to save more, but may struggle with just getting started. Retirement can be a scary proposition if you haven't planned for it. The Employee Benefit Research Institute has been the longest-running retirement study in the country. They've been looking at retirement confidence and readiness for almost 30 years. According to their research director, Jack Vandiri, there's more evidence that retirement savings may be even worse than many workers perceive it to be. Jack has commented that there's an incredible amount of overconfidence out there based on erroneous assumptions about what life will be like after retirement. He says many may be in for an unexpectedly rough ride when the reality of retirement sets in. If they'd run the numbers, there's no way in the world people would be so confident. So we question, how did we get to where we are today? What changes need to be made to our social and company policies to boost retirement savings? And what can we do to increase our chances of living and retiring successfully? What can we learn from others before us? A large segment of our national population can't get to saving for retirement because they're too busy struggling with today. In an article in The Atlantic, accomplished author with a home in the Hamptons, Hugh Kretschmer, admitted that he, like 47% of Americans, would have trouble coming up with $400 to pay for a short-term emergency if needed. A purposeful social choice was made when companies began to move from defined pension plans toward expecting individuals to fund their own futures. Creation of retirement plans that included tax benefits marked a social policy urging individuals toward retirement savings. However, this just wasn't coupled with the level of publicity to create a sense of urgency by individuals and families. The nation is now facing a societal issue as baby boomers head into retirement with just a small portion of the resources needed. Social Security only provides, on average, about 40% of retirement income, while people seem to think it will be their main support. Policy changes will be required that include both increased benefit age as well as removal of caps on salary maximums. For those on the precipice of making Social Security claiming decisions, check out Top 7 Mistakes When Claiming Social Security. It's an article I wrote in the December 2018 issue of AICPA's The Tax Advisor. We explore these societal issues, what attempts are being made to improve the situation, and what your clients can do to be successful in this environment in the podcast, The National Evolution, Shifting Plates. Now, from a personal perspective and planning-wise, we need to bring financial planning front and center. Richer conversations, improved questions, broader planning, greater focus, more accountability. We are paying a heavy price for procrastinating. Retirement planning often stops here before it gets started. Unfortunately, most people procrastinate and close up when it comes to talking about retirement planning. It's too complex. I have too many things on my plate. I'm not sure I even want to see the results. My income and spending seem in line with my neighbors, peers, and friends. Seems to be working for them, and they look like they have it together, so it should probably work for me. We'll talk more about these conversations, along with ideas on where and how they should happen, in the podcast, Making Conversations Count, Integrative Financial Planning. And in lessons from the golf course, what current retirees have to say, you'll get an earful. Someday you will meet your future self. What will he or she say to you? What did you get right? What are you messing up? We can learn a lot by talking to current retirees and hearing about their lessons learned. In this podcast, we'll discuss great decisions retirees made when they were in your shoes that led to their dream retirement. We'll also talk about those do-overs they'd like to take back. And finally, we'll share some leading research and ideas on what is successful retirement to back up these individual accounts. An excellent book on the topic of how successful people avoid critical mistakes later in life is Dennis Stern's Fourth Quarter Fumbles. I also really like Mitch Anthony's ideas on the new retirementality and the importance of attitude. We're going to have a lot of fun in this series. However, I'll tell you the one thing that will become quickly apparent. All roads lead back to planning. I'm going to close out this podcast with one story about, let's say, a friend and client named Alex to illustrate. Now, Alex, at 50, hears this retirement siren's calling. Reflectively, Alex thinks about what happens after the big send-off, the presents, the jokes, the well wishes. With longevity trends and medical advancements, a birthday cake with 90 candles someday would not be impossible to imagine. That's a lot of time left. Concerned about running out of money, Alex wonders, when can I retire? Will I have enough? Alex thinks about past good and bad decisions that led to today and contemplates the risks ahead. How much could healthcare, gas, and those cafe mochas I love go up over a few decades? Inflation threatens to erode purchasing power in retirement. Alex reminisces back to when that same $6 gallon of milk in the grocery store was on the shelf for $1.50. With average annual inflation at 3%, that morning $5 cafe mocha could easily become $8.26 at retirement and as much as $18.91 at age 95. Alex asks, will my savings grow enough to keep up with inflation and pay for my small pleasures? What if the market is down or bumpy during my early retirement? If the stock market is on an upswing in the early years, Alex will be a lucky duck. Alex could use those strong returns to help pay living expenses. Alternatively, retiring in a down market may make it necessary to begin digging into savings right off the bat. If so, the investments will be deprived of the opportunity to grow and compound. The returns in those early retirement years have a much greater impact on savings than most realize. It's not just the overall average return that's important, but also the sequence in which those returns are realized. What will Uncle Sam take from my savings? Retirees with the majority of their savings in pre-tax retirement accounts can be unpleasantly surprised by their taxes. It's hard to watch about half of every dollar you spend go to Uncle Sam. Having a good blend of pre-tax and after-tax accounts can provide flexibility for Alex. Looking to the future, where will the government find money to pay for our $135 trillion in national debt? Yes, that is the balance when you include unfunded liabilities like Social Security, Medicare, and retirement benefits. Our taxes would be an obvious place, leading me to believe that taxes will rise. What will it feel like when the paychecks stop coming? Alex doesn't worry too much about buying a new pair of shoes when wanted or going out with friends for a nice dinner and show on the weekends. Will Alex be able to continue this lifestyle in retirement without first pausing to consider how these types of decisions will impact the tight budget? Will my future self be able to cope with the challenges ahead? While these challenges alone are tough, will Alex handle them as well at age 60, 70, or 80? We are always changing and growing. Our psyche can change dramatically as we retire and become our more seasoned selves. We can feel more anxious, challenged, and even become less discerning in decision-making. Alex is a fictitious character. Alex represents all and none of the people I've counseled about retirement. Alex is much like the 10,000 people retiring daily from now through 2030 that must answer, will I have enough to navigate 30 years of inflation, volatility, and taxes with no paycheck? 44% of people enter into retirement without having done any retirement planning. 90% have no written retirement plan. This means only about 10% of us have worked the numbers enough to the point where we can confidently answer, when can I retire? Will I have enough? You may be wondering what having a written plan means. What does it look like? Is it just a listing of my goals? What are the critical components? How detailed does it need to be effective? What does it do? A written plan is actually a projection of your net worth, future expenses, future income, and how long it is going to last in the broadest terms possible. A written plan is a forward-looking view of everything financial in your life in one place. So how do you answer the questions, when can I retire? Will I have enough? Your written plan provides the answers. I'm delighted that you joined me for this podcast within the four-part series. In the full series, Retirement Planning for CPA Advisors, I hope you'll also join us for the other podcasts, The National Evolution, Shifting Plates, Making Conversations Count, Integrative Financial Planning, and Lessons from the Ninth Hole, What Current Retirees Have to Say. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Paula McMillan, CPA, PFS, CFP, CGMA, Senior Advisor at Stearns Financial Group in Greensboro, North Carolina. To continue the conversation, connect with me personally on LinkedIn or via email at pmcmillan@stearnsfinancial.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly encourage you to visit the PFP website and take a look at the Advisor's Guide to Practical Retirement Planning. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.